Mormon chapter 6. The beginning of this chapter, they say that they prepare for their final battle at Cumorah. So therefore, the Mormon hides up most of all the records in the hill Cumorah. And then he gives some to his son Moroni, or he sets them to the side for Moroni. And then the people wait for the Lamanites to come down on him for the final battle. And he says that they have the fear of the death that awaits the wicked, that is characteristic of the wicked. And the point is that the wicked know that they are unprepared to meet God, and so they have great fear for death. They know that in their heart, as you know it. Are you prepared to meet Christ? Do you know Christ now? You have to ask yourself, are you going to be able to stand with him and tell him how wonderful you've been and so forth? Do you know him now? Do you literally know Christ now? Have you bowed down to him? Have you taken upon him, on yourself, his name, that you can feel his spirit, you feel his love, you have devoted yourself to serving him personally? And you have to know that. Or are you serving church men or your own vain concept of what righteousness is? And it says that the Lamanites killed 230,000 men. There's no mention of the women and the children that are also killed. Says a few escape and a few desert, but almost everyone is killed. And that as they look through the dead, there are 24 that are left for dead that are still alive. So therefore, in the end of this chapter, Mormon mourns because the people had rejected Jesus. Didn't say they didn't build churches, they didn't say they didn't believe in God, or they didn't claim to believe in God. They rejected Jesus. They did not make him their personal Savior. They did not go unto him. They did not continue in a life of prayer to him to ask him what they should do in their personal life so they can personally repent. They did not humble themselves as a child before him. They did not do that, as we do not do today. We don't talk about today. We don't believe in that today. We just talked about doing some performances of the church, as they did there. He then writes in verses 20 through 22 to talk about his people then having to go to a judgment of God. For it wasn't over for them now. Now they had to worry about their eternal life. And you must do the same, it says. He's writing this to you to tell you, focus on the next life. Are you preparing to meet God? Don't you believe that his people said they were building churches? They claim to build churches. They claim to believe in a God, but they have them off just as a secondary thing in their lives. And they only at best, if they believe they had him in their life, they were kind of honest in their business dealings sometimes. And like that, they did not follow or devote their lives to the service of Jesus Christ, and they did not humble themselves before him. But in there, they continued to make all these excuses. They did the same as you do today. And they said, well, we didn't start this war. The Lamanites came against us. We had churches before they did that. We're just avenging our dead. They don't claim that they were the ones causing the problem. We don't want to live in this war, they said. See, they made all the excuses that they were a righteous people and they would have been a good people, they claim, if they would have been left alone. See, a good people of their own mind, according to their own standard, not according to worshiping the Lord. They did not take upon them their Savior as their personal Savior, meaning their provider, protector, and their progressor, humbling themselves before him and serving him every instance of their life, praying to him continually. That's continually in their mind as well as on their knees, that he will take care of their life, that he will direct their life, he will show them what they are to do. That is, they are just like the people today, and this is a final warning to the people today that this is about to come upon them.